This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Saint Amand Amber, the Category 16 beer, De Garde. And this says it's an amber version. We classify blonde, amber, and brown versions of the Beer de Garde style, with slightly different flavor profiles and balances. So keep that in mind when you're judging the style, is to understand which of the three you're judging. So this is a deep amber-colored beer. It's clear. Has a tall, frothy, cream-colored head. All that's good. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma, it's a light, grainy, biscuity malt. It's got a little caramel sweetness in there. Some dried fruit, like raisins, plums, dried cherries. Also a little bit of a honey-like nose. It's interesting. Touch of alcohol. Not much. So it's sort of malty and fruity, which is something you're looking for, and the malt is sort of matching the malt character, sort of matching the color that you're seeing. So that's good. I'll give it 11 for aroma. Tasting it, it's toasty malt, light caramel, medium bitterness, touch on the high side, medium-low dried fruit esters. Yeah, I'm just thinking that this is made as an ale. And these can be sort of made as ales or lagers. The lagers tend to be smoother. So this one seems a little rough, so it suggests an ale to me. Nothing wrong with that. I just like them to be sort of smooth. It's got a medium-low hop flavor. It's a fairly light palate. It has malt and bitterness in the aftertaste. The malt is sort of growing a little as it warms. pick at the balance a little bit. I think the malt should come through a little bit more, have a little bit more of a palate impact, and not be so countered by the bitterness as this. But I like the flavors in it. I'll give it a 16 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's got a high carbonation, medium-low body. It's not warming. It's a 5.9% beer. But it's not really as smooth as other examples, which is a little disappointing. So I'll give it a 4 for mouthfeel. Overall, it's not bad. I think the bitterness is a little on the high side in the balance. The body is a little light, and the palate is a little thin. I do like the flavors. There's that ale-like roughness to it. So I wish it had a little bit more palate impact and was a little smoother, a little less bitterness. The lighter body does make it very easy to drink. The malt flavors are coming off as a little grainy, where I wish they were a little bit more in the sort of smoother, toastier range. So there's like some really minor tweaks that I'm picking at here. But it's clearly within the style. So I'll give it a 8 overall. And that's a total score of 42. So that's the Saint Amand Category 16D Beer de Garde.